Chinese Media, World Thinks America is a Helpless, Underdeveloped Country. By Francis Martel on July 7, 2020. China's most belligerent state newspaper, The Global Times, published a column on Monday declaring that American democracy has failed and the world sees America in the aftermath of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic as a helpless, underdeveloped country. The Global Times regularly proclaims the alleged supremacy of Chinese totalitarian rule over American-style free societies and declares America as an entity of failure. On Monday, it used the allegedly larger number of Chinese coronavirus cases in America to make the claim. Although extensive evidence suggests that China has manipulated its testing and numbers to make its internal health crisis look less severe than it is in reality. The U.S. has been repeatedly shocking the world with its Chinese coronavirus data. It registered over 2.88 million infections and nearly 130,000 deaths as of press time, the Global Times noted. Many people are wondering what is wrong with the U.S. The self-proclaimed defender of human rights has attached no importance to human life. The column used the concept of low human rights advantage, which it did not define or explain in any way, to make the case that America is a failed state. The ragged veneer of human rights no longer covers the violations of human rights in the U.S., but many immoral American politicians continue to mislead the world by calling white black. The column asserted, using nearly identical language to Chinese Foreign Ministry lackey screeds offered at daily press conferences. Other countries have to think about the consequences they face from a Western country that uses low human rights as an advantage. People from other countries now see the U.S. as a helpless, underdeveloped country, the Global Times concluded, again without offering any evidence. Not even remarks from allied rogue states like North Korea and Iran. In contrast to America, the Global Times claimed that China has left no one in its Chinese coronavirus fight, safeguarding the life of every Chinese at tremendous economic cost. The column did not clarify what its author meant by leaving no one behind, particularly given the widespread reports throughout the crisis of human rights atrocities in cities like Wuhan, where the coronavirus pandemic originated, which included the undocumented cremation of allegedly hundreds of residents. The Global Times has previously referred to America as a primitive society and its political system an outdated fantasy. China is the world's largest nation hosting concentration camps for ethnic and religious minorities, using forced sterilization, abortion, and contraceptives to enact genocide against the Uyghur people of East Turkestan, which China refers to as Xinjiang. China uses the camps as slave facilities, reports have revealed, and has since shipped slaves out of Xinjiang to fill the voids left by the many killed by the Chinese coronavirus pandemic in factories nationwide. The Chinese coronavirus pandemic originated in the central metropolis of Wuhan. Leaked Chinese government documents indicate that the virus may have been spreading there as early as November 2019. The Communist Party silenced doctors who first observed cases of coronavirus infection in January, arresting some who had dared to share tips on containing infectious disease, like washing one's hands, online. One of those arrested, Dr. Li Wenliang, famously died shortly after his arrest in public humiliation, despite being only 34 years old and, other than a coronavirus infection, believed to be in good health. The World Health Organization, WHO, which has been obsequiously complimentary to the Communist Party, revealed recently in its online timeline of the pandemic that Chinese officials did not alert the UN body of the spread of a new infectious disease. WHO officials discovered it on their own. The WHO failed to act early against the virus, going so far as to claim that it was not contagious, despite the Taiwanese government warning of a new infectious disease spreading in China in December. China openly admitted that it stopped counting confirmed coronavirus infections deemed mild in February and never offered a clear explanation for several deaths of allegedly cured coronavirus patients. Wuhan residents began reporting that hospitals were turning them away if they showed symptoms of coronavirus, presumably keeping their cases from counting towards the official data, as early as late January. In March, organ trafficking experts revealed that evidence suggested China had begun using Uyghurs trapped in concentration camps as unwilling lung donors in an attempt to cure severe coronavirus patients. A study published in March indicated that, had China not acted to suppress information about the virus. It may have been able to stop as many as 95% of domestic cases. China Daily, another Communist Party propaganda outlet, praised the people of Wuhan in a column Tuesday, falsely claiming China prevented at least 80% of possible cases. It is wrong to accuse China of covering up. The fact is, China's handling and notification of this virus is extremely transparent, speedy and responsible, China Daily asserted. The reason that the Chinese figure is much lower than that in other countries lies in the most comprehensive, thorough, and strictest prevention and control measures taken in a relatively early stage by Chinese government, and in the fact that Chinese people, in respect of the force of nature, and out of their inherent values to restrain individual benefit for collective good, have strictly cooperated with containment measures. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.